Europe.
Milan International. Bumpy landing. Silvio Berlusconi gets an airport named after him.
I am appalled, declared an executive of one of Italy's premier fashion houses, contemplating the prospect of clients and suppliers arriving in Milan at Silvio Berlusconi Airport. She is not alone. Although many Italians see the renaming of Malpensa Airport on July 11th as a fitting tribute to the Republic's longest-serving Prime Minister, others are acutely embarrassed. Some are already calling Italy's second-biggest air passenger terminal Bunga Bunga Airport, a dig at the late Prime Minister's hosting of sex parties that led to his being tried and acquitted of paying an underage prostitute. The renaming accords Berlusconi, a convicted tax fraudster who died in 2023, an honour otherwise reserved for the likes of Leonardo da Vinci, after whom Rome's main airport is named, Galileo Galilei, Pisa, and Marco Polo, Venice. By July 24th, a petition to scrap the move had attracted more than 170,000 signatures. The initiative has also been condemned by Milan's mayor. Nine local authorities adjoining the airport have protested that they were not consulted. By far the most surprising objector, however, is Berlusconi's son, Pier Silvio. While stressing that the Berlusconi family was flattered by the decision, he publicly condemned its timing and the way it was done. That was a none-too-veiled dig at the man who approved the move, Matteo Salvini, the infrastructure minister and leader of the far-right League, and it reflected growing tensions within Italy's governing coalition. The League had already lost most of its support to the nativist Brothers of Italy party, led by the Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Recently, it has been overtaken in the polls by its other coalition ally, Forza Italia, the movement Silvio Berlusconi founded and which his heirs finance. By endorsing the renaming of Malpensa, Mr. Salvini was cheekily laying claim to the legacy of the late Prime Minister, a pioneer of contemporary right-wing populism. Under Berlusconi's successor, Antonio Tajani, Forza Italia has adopted a more conventional liberal conservatism. Berlusconi's children seem to want to go further. Pier Silvio's sister, Marina, has said that on many social issues she backs the left. On July 18th, Forza Italia's European Parliament members voted to re-elect Ursula von der Leyen as European Commission President. The League gave her the thumbs down. Surprisingly, so did the Brothers MEPs. Ms. Meloni may be edging right in anticipation of Donald Trump regaining America's presidency. Berlusconi's political legacy looks increasingly mainstream, but not, many Italians feel, airport-worthy just yet.